Baby Boomer Tales.
Okay, everybody hide. I see him coming down the road. Don't forget, when he comes in the door, everybody jump out and tell him happy birthday. Do we need to rehearse this? Okay, let's hide.
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
Oh my goodness! Whoa, where do you all come from? Hi, Homer. Hi, Katie. Hi, Kitty. Hi, Gator Earl. Hi, Allie. How are you all? What is the big occasion here?
Why, Jim? It's your birthday, don't you know that?
Yes, I do know that, Homer. How did you know that?
I got ears in all kinds of places, Jim. Besides on the side of my head. Yeah, and besides that, Katie told me.
Well, Katie, thank you for remembering my birthday. That's very, very kind of you.
Jim? What are we going to do? I thought we'd have a shindig, and we brought along some grape knee-high and some barbecue. You know, Stephen couldn't come because he's working. Got to keep that guy working. But Kitty, she brought the ribs, and I brought the grape knee-high, and Katie here brought some coleslaw, and I thought we could have, you know, a party.
Sounds good to me, Homer. Man, this is nice of you guys. Sit down, everybody.
How old are you, Jim? 100? I bet this will be a birthday you'll never forget.
Well, you know, Homer, I've had so many birthdays now, I've forgotten quite a few of them. But a few of them stick in my mind. I remember when I was about 21, being stranded out in Elko, Nevada, this time of year, eating Campbell's soup right out of the can, cold, with no milk or anything, sitting in a tent with it kind of sleeting outside. Happy birthday to me. I also remember a surprise birthday Kim gave me one year. It was my 60th. And I thought she was acting a little squirrely, and we were working around the house in the morning, you know. I cleaned off the front porch and, you know, spring stuff. And I went in to take a shower because I thought we were going to go someplace. And after my shower, I almost walked out in the living room naked to ask her what kind of clothes she expected me to wear. And I decided, oh, I'll just wear what I want to wear, you know. And when I did come out into the living room fully clothed, the house was full of people.
Oh, no!
Now, that had really been a surprise if I had walked out in my birthday suit. And I came this close, Homer.
Oh, Jim, that would have been a hoot, hoot, hoot to see that. Well, I really wouldn't want to see it. It'd probably scar my eyes, but just to hear about it makes me kind of chuckle.
Yeah, well, it was very close. And when I told Kim about it later, she kind of wondered if having a surprise birthday for me was all that good of an idea. But I had friends and family. I had family come all the way from Alabama and Colorado just to see me on my birthday. It blessed my heart, Homer. It really did.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you have a heart, you know, a heart and a brain and courage. That's what somebody needs in this here life. That and a few other things, yep, yep. So those are the only two you remember?
Well, no, I remember others. Another memorable one of mine went something like this. One day, Earl was so excited at school, he could hardly wait for school to get out. Then school got out, and all the boys and girls walked with Earl out to the parking lot where Earl's dad was there in his pickup truck, and they all got into the pickup truck, some in the front and some in the back. And there was about 20 kids all together. And Earl's dad took Earl and all of his school friends up to Earl's house. And as they were riding in the back of the pickup truck, Forky said to Earl, "Earl, this is some shindig we have for your birthday." And Earl said, "This is exciting, Forky." And Forky said, "It'll be more exciting if you have birthday cake. I hope you do, Earl." And Earl looked at Forky, and Forky looked out at the road whizzing past and said, "I like riding in the back of a pickup truck, Earl." Earl said, "It's the best ride in town, Forky." Well, up the hill, the pickup truck full of children went. And when they got to Earl's house, everyone bailed out of the truck, clapping and screaming and running and yelling, and boys pulling girls' pigtails and girls kicking boys in the shins, and everyone was having a good time. And they went into Earl's parents' garage, and there was a big table set up with food and a cake and Kool-Aid. And Earl said, "This is my birthday." And Forky said, "Let's sing happy birthday to Earl." And everybody sang happy birthday. And it was a song everybody knew, and even Forky knew it. And Forky looked at Earl, and Earl looked at all the friends he had, and Forky said, "Earl, how old are you anyway?" And Earl said, "I think I'm 8 years old." And Forky said, "I was 8 years old a couple weeks ago, remember, Earl?" And Earl said, "I remember, Forky, I went to your party too." And all the boys and girls laughed and joked and clapped and watched Earl open his presents. And after all the presents were open, Earl's dad and mom brought him a shiny red bicycle. Earl looked at the bicycle, and Earl said, "That's a pretty big bike, Dad." And Forky said, "You think you're big enough to ride it, Earl?" And Earl said, "I don't know, Forky." And Earl and Forky's friend Preston said, "I can ride that bike. I'll show you how to ride that bike. I know how to ride a big bike." And Earl looked at his dad, and Earl's dad looked back at Earl, and Earl said, "Okay, Preston, show me how to ride this big bike." So Preston started to get on it, and he was getting on it on the left side like you're supposed to get on a bicycle, but he put his right foot on the pedal, and he pushed off. And then he couldn't get his right foot over the bar because it was on the pedal. And he had to put his left foot next to his right foot on the pedal so he could swing his right foot over the seat and so he could ride on the bike. And he started wobbling all around, and all the boys and girls were screaming and yelling and going, "Preston, Preston, Preston." And Preston didn't know what to do. And somehow, by a miracle, Preston got on the bike correctly and rode it around for a minute and then brought it back and stopped and got off of the bicycle and said, "That's the way it's done, Earl." And Earl laughed, and Forky laughed, and Earl's dad and mom laughed, and all the children laughed and clapped, and it was a very good day. And Earl had that bicycle for years.
Yay!
Wow, there, Earl. Can I call you Earl? Thank you, Homer. This has been a really nice birthday so far.
Why don't you open your presents, Jim?
Okay. I got presents?
Yep. You got presents from me and Katie. You got presents from Kitty and Steven. And you got a present from Gator Earl and Allie. And I see you have some kind of present over there from the Munchies. Yeah.
We got him a present. Hee hee. And I think it's pretty good. Hee hee.
Wow. That's a nice present. What is that anyway?
It's a thingamajig, Jim.
Oh, look at this. That's nice. A fishing pole and... Oh, wow. Thank you, Gator Earl. Thank you, Allie. Wow! A new reel to go with my fishing pole. Thank you, Kitty. Tell Steven thank you. Okay, here's the last one. Now, Jim, you have to remember that that is given in love. And that is all. Just love. L-U-V. Love. Okay, Homer, here goes. Wow, look at all the lures. And here's a new creel to carry my fish in. And a net. Hey, Homer, that's pretty good. I think I'll go fishing. Anybody want to go fishing?
Yeah, I want to go fishing.
Our unusual fact this week is about birthdays. The most popular song in the English language is Happy Birthday to You. About $2 billion are spent in the United States on birthday cards every year. If you are celebrating your birthday today, it will be 31,536,000 seconds until your next birthday. What goes up and never comes down? Your age, of course. Happy birthday. Our song of the week is Birthday by the Beatles, written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. It was released in November of 1968 on the White Album. The song was written as the band was goofing around in the studio. If you ever saw that Let It Be documentary about the Beatles, you could witness how they wrote songs, a lot of them. Just sitting there jamming and goofing and joking and smoking and whatever all they were doing. And a song would come out of it, you know. They'd try it one way and then another guy might try a little different. And it was really Lennon and McCartney doing it. But Ringo and George were involved of the songs they were writing on that documentary. So I have to believe that George and Ringo were involved in this birthday song also. Yes, we're going to a party. They say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to me. What you doing, Homer?
Hi, Jerry. Well, you know, Kitty and Katie and I had us a birthday here a couple weeks ago.
I know, Homer. I was there.
Oh, that's right. Pop. All of us kind of have our birthday all about the same time. It's the weirdest thing, Jerry.
I know, it is pretty strange, but it has to be kind of special, wouldn't you say, Homer?
Oh, Jerry, I think it's one of the most special things I've ever experienced in my life. I was talking about my wife, and here it is, my life. Well, you know, she's been an integral part of it. Is that the right word, Jerry? Integral. You know, I'd like to say I invented that word, but I didn't. I don't know who invented that word. Probably some English guy. You know, we speak English, but I think we speak American. Yes, sirree, doodah. Because I don't think those English even know how to say cookie. They say something like biscuit. Now, if I want a biscuit, I'm going to have gravy on it.
Homer, it is English we're supposed to speak.
I know, Jerry, but the English speak English kind of strange.
I'm sure, Homer, that they think that we speak English kind of strange. So you're right, we kind of speak American. Although, in school, when you have to take a language, you have to take English before you can take French or Spanish or any of that around here. You have to know English.
I know, Jerry, I know. And I speak it fluently. By golly, I know how to say Kate's General Store. I know how to say Sparky is a dog. I know how to say Katie is a woman. Hooba, hooba, hooba.
Homer better not let her hear you talk like that.
I know, Jerry. That's why I don't talk like that in front of her. I'd get whooped up alongside the head, and then she would say, maybe that'd knock some sense into me.
Homer, Katie would never do that to you. You know that.
Well, I know it, Jerry, but I'm just trying to be funny because looks aren't everything. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Kate's General Store, written there back in the 1970s. I remember my good friend Jerry. I sure miss that old guy. But you know what? Today I'm the old guy. I really am. I'm 4 years older than Jim, and he's not a spring chicken. So all I can say about all this stuff is, happy birthday, Jim. Thank you, Homer. Thank you, everybody, for surprising me and blessing my heart. I do appreciate it. Kindness is a simple thing that can affect someone so profoundly that it lasts the rest of their life. Always be kind. You never know who may need that kindness. Well, thank you for riding along on my special birthday episode. I'll be back next Wednesday. Peace out.